There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
You know it. We just talked about it. Fall sports heating up at Bet Rivers. Your go-to book, all the latest lines, odds, boosts for pro football, college, basketball, hockey, NBA, NHL right around the corner. Perfect time to join Bet Rivers. New bettors receive up to $500 in free bets when you make a first-time deposit using code SPORTS. Go to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app today. It's a whole new game.
NFL to begin this hour. We'll look at the early numbers, a look at headlines for Week 6. Coming up on the schedule, how about one of the best teams in the entire league, a pick'em at home. We'll get to that game in a moment. The Thursday night game next week. So far so good by the NFL and the schedule makers on primetime games. I got to be honest. Yeah. But next week, Chicago versus Washington. Woo!
I don't care. I love it. Let's go. It's on television.
Oh,
it's
this football. This is not Seattle and Detroit.
No, it's not. I know.
No.
It could be 13-10. Take advantage of it. Yeah. It'll be fun. Bears playing 1980 football. Yes.
So if home field is worth 2 points, a point and a half nowadays in the NFL, the Bears are playing the Commanders, and the Bears are a pick'em.
No home field there. Nothing. Yeah.
You think nothing?
Yeah. See if the Chicago fans make the trip, but it's
okay.
Yeah.
So
they're just disgusted what's gone on there in Washington.
Yeah. I was going to say, as bad as the Bears are, aren't the Commanders worse?
Yeah, that's a bad team.
That's a really bad team.
Right. You know, I watched that game. Kellen Moore kept them in it. They were having success on the ground, and then they're trying to run the clock out, and Kellen Moore kept throwing the ball. You got a backup quarterback in there.
Yeah.
You're up 15, run the clock. And I was screaming because I had the in-play under and the game under.
Yep.
And Kellen Lombardi's right. Kellen Moore sometimes is lost out there.
Will Pittsburgh shock the world in the next 2 weeks?
Mm.
They're the biggest dog in the history of the franchise this week against Buffalo.
Yeah.
Next week, they're at home against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, and they're catching 6.5.
Well, you expect big things. At least the offense looked completely different. I still, you know, while Mitch did a bad job and the wide receivers were all over him saying we're open, I still think the scheme sucks, and a lot of it's on Canada, who they can't stand.
It could very well be.
That could be the problem, too. But certainly, those interceptions weren't his fault. You can't blow a 10-point lead with 8 minutes left at home.
And by the way, I know what the reaction is going to be if it's rough for Pickett this weekend, next week. He's a rookie quarterback, folks. It will look different eventually. I don't expect him to go out there and throw for 380 against the Bills and win the game outright with 4 touchdowns. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, they did him no favors. He starts with Buffalo and Tampa.
Oh, no. They probably should have pulled the trigger after the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Okay, and by the way, here is Mike Tomlin now, the head coach, the man in charge of Pittsburgh, talking about Pickett and the quarterback change.
Obviously, Mitch's performance was a component of the decision, but not the only component of the decision. And I just want to be really clear there. Oftentimes, the quarterback position gets too much credit, too much blame. We haven't moved the ball fluidly enough to our liking. We hadn't put enough points on the board. The quarterback is a component of that, but not the only component. We've all got to absorb the responsibility that comes with what we haven't done, particularly in that phase, including myself and starting with myself. And so when you make a quarterback change, you're really sensitive to that component of it, because I don't want to dump the responsibility of what transpired at Mitch's feet. That's not fair to him. He's played better than that description.
I would say the biggest issue for the Steelers right now, actually maybe even bigger than the offense, has been the loss of T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
And what the guy means on defense.
Yeah.
Means everything.
Can't win without him. Look at the record without the guy.
Yep. How about the Saints at home to the Bengals? Important game here for the Saints. It's a pick 'em.
Good game.
That's a really good game.
I'd have to lean with Cincinnati. We'll see the health should improve. There's just so many guys banged up with New Orleans right now. And here we go. I told you last week. This line last week was 6. Jacksonville was getting 6 in Indy.
Yeah.
Now it's 2.5.
2.5.
Yep. Makes sense.
That's 2.5. And think about that. The game is in Indy. They already played. Lost in Jacksonville, of course, like they do every single year.
Yep.
By the way, the total in the Saints-Bengals game is 44. That seems a bit high. That seems a touch high to me.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. No Packers thoughts. Come back after the London game, and they open up 9 in the look-ahead against the Jets.
Well, yeah, a lot of people, survivor standpoint, this week and then next week, are always concerned about the team coming back after the London trip. I couldn't use the Packers here. I can't use them. But I think that could be you don't have a lot of survivor plays that jump out here. But do you lay it with Green Bay? I would think if you have them, yes. But I don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, do you want to do it with the Rams? You don't have a lot of big favorites here. You only have 2 big favorites in Week 6 from a survivor standpoint. Yes.
I did not mean to skip the Browns -3.5 at home against the Patriots, by the way.
Good game. Important game.
What are we going to do with the Patriots quarterback situation?
I'm going to have to see. I know. Wait and see. We'll see what happens Sunday.
That number a little bit low here right now?
Not if it's Mac Jones, no.
No, I was going to say, it's Jones, I'd say no, but that's the big if at this point.
If it's Zappy, yeah.
And what they're guarding against here, I think.
Right, right.
Would you consider Ravens in survivor pools? They're laying 6 at the Giants.
I have to go back and look, because I used them early. I used them week 1 against the Jets. I have to see who I have left, but that's... Oh, boy.
Giants going to be the same thing the Packers are in, right?
I don't want to go out with a road... Yeah, I don't want to go out with a road team.
You want to do that?
Yeah. That's
okay.
I don't want to do it.
Dolphins against the Vikings. This game is in Miami. The look-ahead number was pick 'em.
Yep. Another good game. Have to see how Teddy looks, right? It's going to be Teddy's team for a while now. I think he'll put up numbers and they'll move the ball. I think they will.
Revenge game for Teddy.
Yes. All right.
Can we really trust Kirk Cousins to go to South Beach in, 87% humidity?
Yeah.
On a warm day and win a big game? Yeah, I can't.
No.
I would look. I mean, I
come on. Even Paul Charchian. He's objective, though. But K-Fan in Minneapolis. The Saints are all these guys out. And they're in the game and they're moving the ball on the Vikings. That shouldn't happen.
Boy, I really like the Dolphins that pick. I don't know if the number's still around, but this was the opener as of yesterday.
Yeah.
Niners at the Falcons. San Francisco 6.5. That's back-to-back games on the East Coast for San Francisco.
Yeah, okay. I'm all right with that. The other thing is this is historically great defense. When you look at yards per play, they're better than the 85 Bears and the 2000 Ravens. The San Francisco defense.
Is that right?
They don't give up anything, right? So I don't think Atlanta will do much on offense. And
no,
they're not going to have Patterson either. So
I like the rookie running back from BYU, Algieri. I tried to get him in every single fantasy league. I had him in a couple already, but I tried to get him in every one I didn't have him in on waivers today. Unsuccessful, so good job by other managers, but they're not running the ball against San Francisco. And what's Mariota going to do? How many completions last week?
Yeah, seven. Eight. Right.
All right. Right. Here's your other potential big game. And by the way, this will make back-to-back-to-back afternoon games for the Panthers.
That late window.
The late window.
I hate when they do this. There's a marquee, sexy late game, and they want the whole country to watch it. Packers.
Patriots.
This week it's Rams. Cowboys,
and yeah.
We'll get to it in a second. They want everyone to watch this game, which I can't believe is in prime time coming up.
The Rams are laying 9.5. I got to be honest, Panthers are terrible. Is 9.5 too many points?
I think so. The way the Rams are playing offense.
Yeah, Panthers. Yeah. Panthers are pretty good defensively.
No secret, he's throwing to one guy. That's, I guess, a little Higbee too. Higbee,
yeah. Cardinals are 2.5 at the Seahawks.
Yeah, I have to take them. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. That's what I'm saying.
They've won 11 to 12 games on the road.
Yep.
They suck at home, but I can't. They are unbelievable on the road. This is historic what they've done.
Yeah, no, my initial thought was the same exact thing. And then here's your, think about this, the cheap boy, what a matchup. And why is this not a primetime game?
I guess they get to protect one game, but that's, Goodell should have told CBS to stand down. This game had to be in primetime, but the swing and a miss, KC and Buffalo.
Chiefs at home to the Bills, and the Chiefs still have what would be, you know, one of the better home fields in the entire league. They're a pick'em against Buffalo.
What a gauntlet they had to go through here, the Bills.
Oh, the first 6 weeks were...
Yes, Miami, Baltimore, KC.
KC right. on the road. It's a meat grinder.
Mm-hmm.
And it really softens up for Buffalo after this week against the Chiefs. But you're looking at both these teams, they're right there. They're in the top three. Along with Philadelphia, in my opinion.
Yep.
Right now, best teams in the entire league. They're a pick 'em at home. Now, the revenge spot here for the Bills after what happened, they've probably been gearing up for this game for 7 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And how they lost the playoff game last year.
Could be another shootout.
Let me see if I got a total on that game.
Yeah. What do you have? And then while you do that, the Sunday night game. Can't wait. Let's go. Eagles, baby. 14-15 wins this year. At home against Dallas. They win this. Stranglehold on that division. I don't think we'll see Dak. I think it'll still be Cooper Rush at that point. But, I like the Eagles at home if it's going to be Rush. I like them. I like them, period. I love this Eagle team.
Yeah, I know.
And this is a great Sunday night matchup.
Oh, so you'd like them -5.5?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you would?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, okay. Moneyline parlays, that kind of a thing?
Yeah. I don't think Dallas will move the ball. I don't care who's playing. Plus, you have the Russ factor if it is Dak. And I don't think they'll be able to run the ball on them.
Oh, it's a fascinating. That Eagles offensive line against that front for the Cowboys.
I love it.
What a matchup.
Their RPO they're running. Did you see they even faked out the camera guy a couple times?
Oh, yeah.
In the Jacksonville game? One of the touchdowns?
The total in the Chiefs game is 54.
Okay. I don't want the under. No way. And then Monday night, the Chargers are 4 against Denver. Oh, good game.
And that might
tough
be a,
game.
That might be a little bit short. Although the Broncos, here's the thing. The Broncos defense has been superb so far. And as we watched last week, the Chargers defensive injuries, the Broncos can maybe move the football on that team. Total I'm looking at is 47.5. It's high total, though.
All right, not a lot of options, though. Only a couple games jump out from a survivor standpoint. Who would you use this week? You're not going the Bills. It's too early. You have to save them for Thanksgiving.
They won't
punt against Detroit. Tampa, would you take Tampa? Brady's, 2002 last time he lost 3 in a row?
I'd take the Vikings.
You would? You trust Cousins?
Yeah, in a spot against the Bears, yeah.
Okay.
A bad team at home tucked away in an early window game. Nobody's going to be watching. Yeah, I'll trust them there. Next week, I really like the Dolphins pick them at home.
All right.
That'd be the one game that would jump off the board to me. You don't like the Vikings at home to the Bears?
No.
Woo!
Nope.
Wow. Okay. We will get into college football games on the board for this week. Adam Kramer writes for VSiN. He's going to join the program. I haven't heard one person make the case for this undefeated home dog. Will Adam coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
If you're a college football bettor, VSiN has a new podcast as a must-listen. The VSiN College Football Betting Podcast releases 3 episodes every week to prepare you as a bettor. Tim Murray, Matt Eumanns, Adam Burke react to lines as soon as they're released, cover midweek games, discuss line movement, give a betting breakdown for every major game on Saturdays. Download and subscribe to VSiN's College Football Betting Podcast today, wherever you get your podcast.
And now it's time for a deep dive here on Follow the Money, as VSiN has a team of experts on every sport who write, post, and join us on VSiN for their exclusive analysis. And Adam Kramer is that person now, does a great job writing up the College Board every weekend at VSiN.com. Adam, it's good to talk to you again. How are you, pal?
I'm doing well, guys. How are we doing?
Doing well ourselves. I want to throw a lot at you with the Big 12 to begin, because in the college betting guide, you threw out Oklahoma State to maybe make a playoff run this year, and they were a huge number. So where do you stand with that right now? Do you like them to win the Big 12? And I haven't heard a single person make the case for Kansas, an undefeated home dog now by a touchdown this week against TCU. Who do you like in that game?
Well, I like Oklahoma State a lot more today than I did when they let Central Michigan score 44 points in the opener, right?
Yes.
So that wasn't exactly a great way to start. But it's a really interesting team, and it's a really interesting conference, because Spencer Sanders has been really good. The defense has taken a step back. But most importantly, I don't think we knew, you know, what the heck Oklahoma State was until at least we saw a game effort against Baylor. It was a wild game. That third quarter was nuts. I was on the over in that, and it was not feeling good. And then 15 minutes, everything felt fine again. So I think we'll learn a lot. But still, nothing has budged, I think, in that team. I think the only thing that has changed to like it for the better is Oklahoma's a bit of a mess. Texas is still Texasing, and Baylor isn't quite what we thought. The component that has changed that you mentioned is there's more depth in that conference than we thought. And TCU and Kansas suddenly is a more interesting game than the Red River rivalry. Very much more interesting. I'm not going to be the person that campaigns for Kansas, but if you guys follow me on Twitter, you know I feel like I'm carrying the Kansas football is an amazing story bandwagon. Like, it is an amazing story, right? Amazing quarterback, a coach now that's probably going to make $1 billion in the offseason. Coming from Buffalo to Kansas is going to be a commodity. I just feel like TCU is sort of on an entirely different level. Even against SMU, that game I thought was closer than it actually, in terms of the score, than it actually was. What does crushing Oklahoma right now mean? I don't know. They're down bad after a couple of bad weeks. I just think TCU offensively is great. And the other concern I have for Kansas, that Iowa State game was fascinating in that, you know, Iowa State should have won, missed a handful of field goals, turned the ball over. Hey, Kansas did its thing. It's just offensively, is that a sign of thing to come for Kansas? Or are they going to get it back on? Either way, it's a great story. But, yes, I'm a little nervous because it's crowded on the TCU side.
Mm-hmm. How about the big matchup in the Rose Bowl with UCLA and Utah? And who do you think is going to win the Pac-12?
So, you know, UCLA was a team that I liked. I think the last time I even came on, talked to you guys, another team that didn't exactly get off to a great start. You had that South Alabama game, you know, where they almost lost. It's like a 15.5-point favorite. And then beating Washington. Now, here's the problem, right? We're at this point in the year, and I have some issues with other teams this week that we're doing with this that we could talk about. Is like, you know, Washington beating up Michigan State. That felt like a really nice moment.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't feel like a nice moment anymore, does it?
Right.
So what we do is we get these early results and we react to it, and then we decide, hey, this team is certifiably good or not. I think Utah's a cut above. I think Utah's obviously a cut above against everybody when they play at home, which we saw against Oregon State last week. I still like Utah in that matchup. You know, to the conference as a whole, what are we going to get out of USC? Now, I thought the win over Oregon State was actually kind of a good thing, that USC could win ugly. They didn't need Caleb Williams to dazzle to do it. The issue that you have analytically with USC is they've had so much turnover luck. There's a lot of really fortunate numbers that are going their way outside of them playing well. I still think Utah, even after the loss to Florida, is the class of that conference.
Well, they never should have lost that game, Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad. Really bad loss.
Yep.
But still, I think, you know, this is kind of the Utah MO, right? When you play them at home, they're like, you know what you're going to get. This is a big week. They got to show it a little bit here to kind of prove that they're back in the mix of that.
So Tennessee opened up a 4-point favorite at LSU. And like every single sharp bettor that I see, you know, betting this game or whatever, market moving, is on LSU, the home dog here. Same with you in this matchup?
Yes, and this is one of those games. I think somewhere along the way, Tennessee's a lot of fun, and Hooker's really good. Coach has got a great, you know, fun offense. So disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. Like, I get it with Tennessee. I get why they'd be a top 10 team now. But when you actually look at the schedule, right, they needed overtime to beat a Pitt team that just lost to a team without a coach, Georgia Tech. That's a really bad loss. So, again, we're trying to figure out early on, what does that win at Pitt mean? It felt like a good win, didn't it? Like, hey, all right, overtime.
Yeah, right.
Solid. But even in the Florida game, which got a little squirrely, it wasn't exactly a completely dominant effort. It was a fine effort. I just think the reputation of Tennessee and actual Tennessee, there's a disconnect here. Mm. Now, granted, LSU, you know, starting off against Auburn down a couple of scores wasn't exactly, you know, that's not exactly a helpful way for me to make my argument for LSU. That was not a pretty start. Home field, Baton Rouge, Brian Kelly, really impressive, I think, a couple of weeks later, that Mississippi State win, when you look at how Mississippi State has played since the LSU loss. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I'm right there with you. I think LSU is a nice play for this weekend for me as well.
How confident are you that it's Bama, Georgia, Ohio State locked up three of the playoff spots?
You know, I'm less confident than I was a couple of weeks ago. But, I mean, you know, when we talked about it before the season began, it was certainly, you know, these were the teams to beat, and they're still the teams to beat. Now, Georgia's leaking oil a little bit. The Missouri game, I don't know, you know, for you, I watched that game. I was concerned because of the line of scrimmage, Georgia wasn't dominant.
Yep.
At least for the first, you know, 50 minutes. Like, Missouri was in that. Missouri should have won that game, you could argue. Alabama, I think if Bryce Young is healthy, which is a big if, because when you injure your throwing shoulder, no matter how Nick Saban curtails it, like, that's a huge concern. And is it going to linger? Although, granted, what, like Alabama does, they bring in Milroe, the backup, the four-star, and he does a pretty special thing. And Ohio State is really the interesting one. You guys know that's my pick to win the national title. Wisconsin is not a good football team. Notre Dame may or may not be an okay football team. So for them, you know, you've got games coming up, I think, and Ohio State hasn't been healthy either, by the way. Two of their best players on offense haven't even played. It'd be interesting to see where it starts. I still think ultimately you're in a position where you're trying to plug in another team to that mix. Is it Clemson, USC, Oklahoma State, Penn State, right? Who knows? I still think that is the conversation, but it's certainly evolved, and I can't say it's gotten to be stronger than it was before we started talking about it.
2 minutes left. I'll put you in charge. What should Wisconsin do?
Well, they're going to give their interim coach, Jim Leonard, a crack. And I think that's a really good idea, because the buzz around college football is that this guy is great. And he has been great. And so what they're going to try out, and I like the plan, is to see if they can do what Notre Dame did to give Marcus Freeman the keys. Now, we'll find out if that's a good idea. It didn't exactly get off to the best start. But the things I've heard about Leonard are really, really positive. And then what I think they're doing, guys, just from a general standpoint, is getting into the market earlier. It's a trend in college football. I know it's kind of cliche, but look at all the jobs that have opened up. Look at all the positions that have already opened up. Wisconsin's in a nice, favorable position right now when you compare it to the other schools around the country. You're not dealing with an Auburn yet, although that feels like it's going to be week to week. Mm-hmm. You're Wisconsin. So we have not been in a position to see what the value of that job is. I'm a Big Ten homer. You guys know that. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great campus, great alumni, great school, great resources. So I think they're doing the right thing and giving this guy a crack, because I think they may be onto something here.
Do you like him this weekend against Northwestern?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think they're going to bounce back. There's too much. Brandon Allen, by the way, is just a freak. Like, at some point, you're going to give this 240-pound Derrick Henry clone a crack, and he'll run for more than 2 yards like he did last week. Like, that's been the most baffling part to me about their season.
Mm-hmm. You can follow Adam on Twitter. He is at Kegs and Eggs, and he writes up the board every week at VSiN.com in a very entertaining and logical way. Adam, thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate it. Good luck this week.
Appreciate it, guys. Talk soon.
Yep. Thank you.
I love he sprinkles in some humor with his breakdown of the biggest games and runs down like the most important games on the schedule every single week on the write-ups, and he does a great job. He's been doing it for a long, long time. Big fan of his. He's also the guy who's in charge of the Golden Tee tournament that comes out here to Las Vegas.
That's right.
So
that's awesome.
And he loves IPAs. So I mean, come on.
There you go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He likes LSU. Everybody likes LSU. I'm on the other side, actually. I like Tennessee.
Yeah.
Same with you?
I made good points. I know about the Pitt game.
I know.
But that's also when you go back and look. They were in control against Florida. And then they let it get hairy there late. But watching that game, LSU had no offense. It was just more Auburn stunking after the first quarter in that game.
And Tennessee's coming off the bye?
Yeah. But then again, LSU should be 5-0.
They
shouldn't have lost the Florida State game.
We will get into Major League Baseball coming up next. Recap a little bit what happened last night. By the way, it's been brought to our attention. There is drama today with at least one win total, maybe more than that. We'll give you the details coming up next on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering on more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. The First Bet app's easiest way to bet on your favorite sports. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details, VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now. Charlie M. gave me a horse yesterday.
It's been a while since we've had a Charlie M. reference on the show.
Love Charlie M.
Good dude.
We get tweets about him. What happened to him?
Yeah.
Pandemic, he moved. Went to Florida, and we haven't seen him in 3-4 years.
Uh-huh.
Love Charlie M. Still running.
Is it really?
It's still running.
Yeah.
Inside, it's the same thing.
I think
they got the bug boy on him. I mean, it's
same
it's
exact
everything.
Thing.
Oh,
right.
God, every
the
time.
Family horse, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Still sure. Running. I just.
So this is, we've entered the part of the show where Paulie and I yell at each other now. It's going to be a daily thing. We did. You brought this up a little bit earlier about the lack of drama today. But
pisses me off. But I was looking forward to today. I was going to get a nap in, and
I was thinking about. I was thinking about getting a room down here at Circa.
Oh sure.
Maybe going to Stadium Swim. But that kind of changed because of now it's also it's. But hold on, a couple of things are not settled yet.
I this is on me. I was aware of this because you know, I also made bets at the All-Star break and lost all of them for adjusted win totals. This Padre thing killed me.
Oh,
coming out of nowhere, getting hot at the right time.
Well,
but the Blue Jays, right? Interesting. What if they don't get it in? Here's
the thing, right? This is Mike. In Clearwater, emailing the show, ftm@vsin.com, for season total bettors. For example, he has the Blue Jays over 92.5.
No, I've seen 91.5.
Oh, I know.
The numbers are all over the place. Very important here. Let's play two.
They're at 91.
Yes.
Right now. He hopes they get both games in. Jays win the first game, maybe a hedging opportunity in the second game is what he's pointing out.
Walter White's throwing game one, right? And I don't know what they're doing in game two.
He's cooking up a good game tonight.
Right. And I thought it was supposed to be Kramer. Wasn't it Kramer? And now they're like, the hell with it. Our season's over. We're not.
Oh, and by the way, did you see, I knew, so there was a chance that the game was not going to get in yesterday. Did you see what the Blue Jays were doing with the lineup yesterday? One player was in the lineup. It was Vlad.
Well, sure. It's how it should be.
Oh, I know. And so
give these guys some time. You play Friday, the playoffs start. Give them some time off.
Maybe it's the same approach today, but I'm like, I have to bet the Orioles on principle, even if they don't get the game in. Had to, because I saw the Orioles lineup, and most of their players were going to be in, and Vlad was the only guy. So
have I told you it's a condensed schedule? Yeah. Going to be tough. War of attrition. Give these guys some time off.
The point of us yelling at each other yesterday, well, the point of me, anyway, getting at it with you is, Paulie, it's going to be tough for all these teams, right?
That's my point about why the Mets are up against it, because of the condensed schedule. And it's not the fact that I don't care if they're playing the A's. The clock starts now, Friday, because DeGrom and Scherzer have to pitch, and you just have to, you have to use them.
Right, but also, like, I can't sit here and tell you the Dodgers are automatically going to make it out of the National League.
Did you look at this? Look at the NLCS. This is the NLCS format schedule. Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's the NLCS schedule. You play 5 days in a row.
I kind of like it.
Oh.
I kind of like it for this year anyway. There's also this in the National League, because the Rockies now are going to, sweep the Dodgers to close the season?
Believe this. And just, it was a six-game series.
Well, but you know what I'm saying.
The last three, I know.
The last three.
Yeah, are they going to go back-to-back-to-back? $3, $2.50 favorites,
If you're doing the rollout, but Chris Felica reached out yesterday.
He can middle this.
He has a middle spot where he has over 68.5 and under 71.5. All he needed was the Rockies to close out with three in a row against the Dodgers. That's it. And they might get there for him.
Well, he's living right. Wow. I don't even know. A lot of these guys, I only have a couple games that we know who the pitchers are. I mean, are the Phillies gonna roll over again? I mean, they're throwing Falter. But that was ugly yesterday. That's what it should be, though. It's like, now it's decided. We know every matchup.
That was also Suarez, though, who got roughed up in the first.
Absolutely.
What do you do with that guy?
Yeah, Valdez is going. A couple rough starts now, back-to-back, but I would think he want his little Uncle Mo going into the playoffs.
Right.
Put together a good start, go five innings. But this is a tough day. Very tough. I mean, I stand by it. I like unders. I absolutely think you're out there swinging at the first pitch, and let's get that.
Yeah.
Let's play 2 hours and go home. Either start the vacation or get ready for Friday.
It might be a day again to play some round robins today. I did that last night with a bunch of them.
Well, really, there's not a lot of games that I could. The uncertainty here, right? I mean, other than who do you want to go to war with? You got Ohtani going, but with some of these pitching matches, and a lot of the games, we don't even know who they're throwing.
Yep. Oh, at this stage of the game. Gonna have no idea.
Right now, is it an opener? How long is he going? Right, that's other business too. How long would the starter go?
Let me run this by you. So we brought up yesterday how betting like season leaders for certain categories can be tough to get out of. And my examples would be I have Rodon to lead the league. It's not going to happen now because Cole went last night. If Rodon starts today, and is he even gonna? Well, I mean, he was supposed to go last night, then he didn't go. I need like 19 strikeouts to win it. That's all I need again. Can you come through?
Oh, yeah, I think
can you give me a Kerry Wood today, Carlos Rodon, and go out there and pitch a complete game, 20 strikeout performance? So it's tough to get. But so Cole's going to win that. He's up by 10 right now. Actually, more than that, because he pitched again yesterday. But some of the, like I bet Bo Bichette last year to have most hits. He almost won it at 40-1. It's tough to get out of these season-long bets, though, because they're not offered anymore.
Yeah.
But the point of this is, if you have access to William Hill, and they have done a phenomenal job all year long with their offerings in Major League Baseball, they posted yesterday to lead the postseason in home runs and to lead the postseason in strikeouts. Now, how excellent is that? And certainly, Judge is the favorite to have the most home runs in the postseason at 6-1. Riley and Alvarez are each 10-1. As we look at this, maybe a little bit deeper today and tomorrow, the wild card teams would be interesting because they're going to have, if a team goes on a run, they're going to have that many more games under their belt. And a guy like... What?
I was thinking, okay, for the strikeout prop, I want Chalk. I want Verlander there because I still think they're going to the World Series.
Well, that's...
Yeah, but the home run thing? I want to look. I want a guy on a good team, but he's not the superstar. I was thinking that.
You know, because a couple years ago, that would have been a Rosarena for the race.
Yes.
That he would have been part like of the field.
Yeah.
He never even would have been in it.
Yeah, true.
Did anybody come to mind? So you don't want Austin Riley, is what you're saying.
I was what's Muncy, for example?
Oh, boy.
I was thinking something like that.
I'm going to have to go way down on the list
to
find him.
I would think, yeah. Or maybe a Turner or somebody. I mean, that's what I was thinking that angle.
A Matt Chapman type is 40-1.
Okay.
How about Dansby Swanson, 50-1?
Yeah, he's hot.
He's been awesome down the stretch. You're looking for Muncy, huh? Lindor is 50. Freeman's 50. Muncy is also 50.
Can you imagine if the Mets get beat by the Padres? Oh, God. Dustin, what? Can you imagine? That'd be tough. I mean, you win 100 games. Everyone, the Mets fans were. I'll tell you what did it, and Jerry Seinfeld nailed it.
When
when they brought Trumpet Man out. When they did that, he goes, "What are we?" He was living, and he went back to Who Let the Dogs Out. When they did that, he goes, "Why are we celebrating? We haven't won anything."
Yeah.
Baja Men, what is it? Whatever it was, Who Let the Dogs Out was a kiss of death. They did that, and they blew the division when they brought Trumpet Man out.
Win
the division first. He's exactly right.
Every single person was like, this is an unbelievable idea. They love it. Seinfeld was the one guy. What?
Because what are we doing?
Are you kidding me
Trumpet
with this?
Guy coming out here.
Trumpet
like,
boy.
Yes. Like we're celebrating already.
Come on. So on that note, like let's say the Padres would do this, right? Snell's 50-1. If the Padres were to go on a run, I'm talking about, again, a wild card team that if they actually, because they have this first round to get by, and these pitchers are all going to have, what if he goes out there in the first game and he... It's 6 innings, 10 strikeouts again.
Yeah.
And they win the series.
Yeah. I'm with you. I love the format.
How about McClanahan, 30-1?
Yeah. Good.
That guy's good for...
They would they take down the Yankees. No. They'd have to play Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't get there.
So that's why you brought up Verlander at 4-1. If you love him to go to the World Series, there you go.
Right. How's our buddy doing?
Javier and Valdez are 18.
Remember our tweet from yesterday? Judge and Alonso are tied for RBIs. I imagine Judge sits today. That's tough. He does. Yeah,
they're tied now at .131.
Do they play Alonso?
Why would they?
Why would they play anybody? So it's going to be a dead heat. They both have 131 RBIs.
Yeah. So in theory, know the house rules here. But if it's going to be a dead heat, then that'll split and go down to 20-1.
All right.
On the bet.
Yeah, that's too bad. I mean, Judge hits the home run. Braves get the win. Other than the Blue Jay thing, there's no drama. We know every matchup for Friday, but the playoffs.
Yep. Yep.
It's too bad.
Also, when you look back again at some of the other league leaders for the entire year, Kyle Wright, at the All-Star break, I think Kyle Wright was 4-1. I wasn't able to find the preseason stuff. Imagine what Kyle Wright was before the season started. If he was on the board at all, that would have been a gigantic number. And look at that. He blew away the field. 21 to Verlander's 18.
Verlander missed significant time, too. Impressive.
The numbers that you can find, I've never bet that preseason to have the most wins because it's so tricky to me. But the randomness in that and the guys that are just not at the top who come through a lot at huge numbers, it's crazy. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Ian Eagle's going to join the show coming up next. He called the Bills-Ravens game last Sunday. What was his reaction in the booth when John Harbaugh decided to go for it on fourth and goal? We'll ask him that. And, boy, is he ready to call Brooklyn Nets games all season long coming up here on VSiN.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All season long, Bet Rivers, your go-to book all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, player props, and more. Every week, Bet Rivers has great football specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and favorite players with Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game. Used to be an intern at WFAN. Now he's the best play-by-play guy out there. And he does it all and covers, he does the Nets, Westwood One, CBS. He's the GOAT. Ian Eagle joins us now. Talk a little world of sports. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Thanks for the time, as always. Have you ever, in light of what happened yesterday with Judge, have you ever had a chance to call an iconic record or a player who was going to break a record when you had time to think about it and prepare?
Yeah, you get in those situations. Obviously, on the team side, Brooke Lopez broke the Nets' all-time scoring record, which I think if you polled most people, there's no possible way they would know that Brooke Lopez is the all-time leading scorer in Nets history. But he is. And there was a build-up there. The team was not very good that year. So there really was a sense of, okay, this is going to happen. You have to be mentally ready for that to take place. Is that going to live on forever? Is that going to be played on TV highlight reels for the rest of time? No. So I don't think the same level of pressure as a broadcaster has felt. I had the Peyton Manning touchdown record. It was in Houston, if memory serves correct. And you just don't know when it's going to come. Is it going to come on a traditional play? Is it going to come on some odd gadget play? But felt good about it, was on top of it. You have an idea of what you want to say. You have a sense of a game plan, but it's not one of those where you script it out word for word. You're going to you're going to fall into a trap in that situation if you end up going along those lines, probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense. Absolutely. You were phenomenal on the Bills game. What a finish. What did you think of Harbaugh's decision to pass on the field goal there?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'd say like 2019, I remember that was a shift in Coach Harbaugh's mentality where the analytics became much more a part of the equation than they had in previous years. And there was a particular game, they were in Kansas City. I don't know if you guys remember it, but he went for it on fourth down a couple of times. He elected to go for a two-point conversion early just to try to pad the numbers. And he was asked about it after the game, and it was the first time that he really acknowledged that they think about these things, they talk about them, they have people on staff, that's their job to deal with them. And I get it. I understand that you want to play out every scenario. That's the job of a head coach, to be prepared for every situation. And clearly, if it doesn't go your way, you're going to face scrutiny. My gut feeling in the moment was, hey, take the points. This is a wild game. It's pouring out. The conditions are bad. The wind is a factor. You just had this long drive, came close to getting the touchdown, but feel good about the lead and now trust your defense in the final 4 minutes of the game to at least hold them to a field goal, but force Buffalo into some sense of pressure and tension as opposed to a tie game where the Bills were kind of loosey-goosey and then they just manipulated the clock the rest of the way. And I think there was that moment late in the game where I'm not sure if Buffalo was thinking, hey, let's go down here to make sure that we control the clock. I certainly think part of the Baltimore defense was looking to let Singletary score, and then Ofe tried to knock the ball away, and as we know, it didn't work out. So, look, in those situations, you're going to hear it one way or the other. You've got to feel good with your decision. The only issue I have with the analytics reasoning after games, it usually is when you lose. You're talking about it.
Yeah, right.
Not when you win.
You're
it's
right.
Usually when you lose the game, you tend to then use that as the reasoning behind why a decision was made.
That's a great call. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. The great Ian Eagle, our guest. You get to see up close and personal a couple of games every single week, calling the play-by-play for these in the National Football League. We have Michael Lombardi as a host now on this network. He's been here for you know a long time, former longtime NFL executive anyway.
Yeah. And he's great.
He's awesome. And so we asked him this week why he thinks the scoring is down across the league this year. He said, in his opinion, it's bad quarterback play. Would you have any speculation or analysis on why you think maybe we're not getting as many points scored per Sunday as we were in years past?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. I do think we tend to forget that there is a certain number that we see every year in the NFL of guys, a finite number, by the way, that can play quarterback at the highest level and do it at an exceptional level to win consistently. There are guys that are good, and then there are guys that are great, that change the game. And there's only a certain number of those guys. So if your quarterback play is off just a bit, it affects your entire offense. And one play here, two plays there, you look up, you say, how do we scored 13 points? What happened here? Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter for me has been, I do think the preseason, only two games, is playing a role now that you see starters in, that you don't get a rhythm. And even then, they're playing a half. So they're playing three preseason games. One of the games, the coaches are punting entirely. And you might hear, yeah, we're good. We'll cover it in practice. It'll be fine. It's not the same. It truly is not the same. And it's not the same when you're going against your guys and a scout team. You can't compare it. So all of that, the execution level, I do believe, has not been as good on the offensive side of the ball the last couple of years in particular. I don't know if this is a little bit of a hangover from what took place with COVID, where everybody was just off a bit in their practice schedule, in their interaction, and in their building of chemistry, which is such an important part of offense, probably more than any other sport. If you don't have it synchronized, if you don't have it down, you don't succeed. Even the best players in the world in football. There still has to be the repetition that gets you into that place where you could do it in your sleep. And maybe we have lost a little bit of that in the last 2 years.
I think that's another great answer. 3 minutes left. Well, speaking of chemistry, how about the Nets? What are we looking at here? What are we in store for with the next 6 months here with the Nets?
The perfect transition. Yeah, I think they went through a very awkward, uncomfortable season last year. And the idea that it's just going to be worse this year is probably not realistic, because I don't think it can feel and get worse. It wasn't working. It was disjointed. And it showed, certainly in the playoffs, when they got to the biggest moment of the year, they couldn't come together and make it happen. I think they got a lot of stuff out on the table, and the meeting that took place between Kevin Durant, ownership, GM, coach, they all looked each other in the eye, and they made their peace. So that's a really good starting point for 22-23. Kyrie Irving, contract year, Durant, baller, Ben Simmons, seemingly revitalized, healthy as of right now, though they need to get Seth Curry back, TJ Warren back. My point is, I know they're a mystery, and they're probably the most mysterious team in the league going into the season. There's some good positive will that's been formed over the last few weeks. Does that actually trickle down into the season? We don't know. But from a basketball standpoint, I think they're going to be intriguing with those three guys, and with Ben not having the weight of the world on his shoulders. That's why he's got Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving there. So I think he's going to be able to do his thing without feeling that constant pressure that he felt in Philadelphia.
You're great at what you do, and every analyst you work with, you make them look good, and you have a great rapport with them. You're excellent at your job, and thanks for a few minutes.
Hey, guys, I really enjoy it. I appreciate coming on with you. Whenever I'm feeling a little bit down in the dumps, I'm just going to call. Going to call into the number, and I'll just have you tell me that again. Thanks. Appreciate the reminder.
Yeah. Remember what you guys told me in October of 2022 that one time? Can you say that again to me?
I'm taping the conversation. We're good.
Yeah. Okay, very cool. All right. Great to talk to you as always. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. See ya.
Yep.
Hot dog on us when you come out. I loved him. The rapport he had in the bubble with Van Gundy. They were awesome.
Tremendous.
I mean,
tremendous.
Great job.
The guy is so good.
Yep. And Bill Simmons, I think, said it the other day. If you have a strong opinion on what the Nets are going to do, no way. If someone's going to tell you what you expect out of the Nets this season, I mean, who knows what's going to happen?
Anywhere
from a win total standpoint, I mean.
Anywhere from a top three seed to, I don't know, play in.
Yeah.
Maybe a six in that range. I really don't know. Would you go? What would you be more inclined to bet, the over or under their win total?
The under because of...
That's what I would think, too.
So you don't know about Simmons. You don't know about Kyrie. Durant's injury prone. Yep. The East is stacked.
We'll get to the pro tip of the hour coming up in the next hour. And also, VP of Circa Casino, Mike Palm's going to join us in studio. Contest updates and something in the gambling world went super viral. What happened? We'll try to have him explain coming up next.
Time, baby, and you're just lying there watching on the couch. That's not gonna cut it. You need to get in the game with Bet Rivers Sportsbook. There you go. Now you're live in the action. Live in game bets, live player props, and live player props, and live player props, and live player props.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.